This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today we're going to be talking about an interesting topic that I had proposed to me, and that is, if I took over your marketing for the next 90 days, this is what I would do. Before we get too far in, let's take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss, shop management software that works the way you need it to, right out of the box. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com. Yeah, as I said, the topic today is basically, what would I do if I took over your marketing for the next 90 days? I thought it was an interesting topic idea, and it was like, hey, let's go for it. If you've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast for a while, you might be able to guess what some of the things are that I would do, but this will be the first time that I've ever just kind of put them in order. So, like, if you're just getting started with marketing and you want to know where to start, I'm kind of giving you the blueprint here of what I would do. Now, you know, that being said, it's not like I think I'm God's gift to marketing or anything, but I do think that this would be a pretty solid plan. A couple of things, because the majority of our listeners are general repair shops, we're going to assume that this is a general repair shop that we're marketing. You know, if we're talking about a diesel shop or a Euro shop or a hot rod shop, then there might be some things that would be a little bit different. But for the most part, it's going to be the same. The other thing that I'm going to make the assumption of is that this shop is just not doing any marketing. You can easily change it up to know what I would be doing if it was a shop that already had some of these things in place. You know, I might make some adjustments to it, and I may get into a little bit of what I would change if they already had some of these things going on. And the other thing is, I've probably got podcast episodes from pretty much everything that I'm going to talk about today where you can get into the weeds, like if you really want to get deep and understand each one of these things that I'm listening to. Very first thing that I would do if I took over your marketing for 90 days, I would start the process of getting LSA going. And the reason that I would start that first is because it takes a little bit of time to do. It's not something where you just go in and you turn it on. It is something where you have to go through an approval process and you have to submit paperwork showing that you have the proper insurance and licenses and certifications and all of that. And I know that we're in an industry where you don't typically need any kind of certifications to start an auto repair shop, but it does vary from state to state. There are some states that are going to require certain types of licensing. There are places where you're going to have certain types of insurance that you might not have to have otherwise. It can be a real challenge sometimes getting all of that past Google, especially when Google is dealing with 50 states, some areas in other countries as well where they're running LSA. They don't always have a good understanding of exactly what is needed in your state, and sometimes it requires some back and forth. Now, aside from that, you know, the reason that I say that would be the first thing is because LSA is one of the most powerful marketing tools that an auto repair shop has at its disposal. And I know there are a lot of people out there who say, well, LSA is just a bunch of price shoppers, and I'm going to say this definitively, okay? And if you don't like what I'm about to say, then let's talk about it at one of the conferences or something. Come find me and we can get into a good old discussion about it. But what I'm going to say is, if you will stop being a lazy shop owner employing lazy service advisors who do not want to learn high quality phone skills and sales techniques, then you got a bunch of price shoppers. But all of the top tier shops that we work with that are really good with phone skills and sales and such, they all love LSA. And that's across the board. I'm saying that definitively. If I hurt your feelings, sorry, not sorry. I mean, sometimes the truth just hurts. All right. So getting past LSA, the next thing that I would do would be to assign the task of getting the shop all cleaned up. And the reason for this is that when we're doing marketing, we're going to be getting some good pictures. We're going to be doing videos on a regular basis. And people don't tend to think of it. We did an entire podcast episode on this, but the first impression that people get when they come into your shop, man, that's marketing. And I know that we don't think of it as marketing, but it is. Every interaction that someone has when they walk into your shop, anything that is going to make an impression on them, that is marketing. From the parking lot to the waiting area to the shop itself, I'm getting all of those things cleaned up. The cars that have been sitting out front for a long time that really just need to go away, we're at the least going to get them around the back of the shop. We want cars sitting in front of the shop that are indicative of the type of cars that we want to come into the shop. So if we have a bunch of junk sitting out front, if we have cars that have been there for a long time with windshields that you can't even see through because of the dust buildup that's on them, if somebody is going to pull into your parking lot and think to themselves, wow, this is where they come to die, we got a lot of work to do. We're going to get that cleaned up and we're going to make it look right. Now, while that is happening, I'm going to be doing a full marketing audit. I want to know, what are we doing? What are we not doing? And of the things that we're doing, what are we doing well? And what are we not doing well? This is the place where I'm going to get into the Google business profile and make sure that it's completed 100% and that it has all of the services that we offer and that all of the information is accurate and that it's got new pictures that are up to date and actually show what the shop looks like now. When we get into Google business profiles, we will often see where somebody uploaded a logo 4 years ago. They rebranded the shop 2 years ago and they still have the old logo in the Google business profile. We want to get all of that kind of stuff cleaned up. You know, still in the audit, I'm going to look through the website and I'm going to figure out, okay, how is this website going to perform in search? Do we have all of the pieces that we need here? Are we ADA compliant? Because ADA compliance, not only is it a legal issue, but also we know that when we have ADA compliance dialed in, then our website is going to have a much better chance of performing well in the search engines. Because a lot of the stuff that the search engines look at for SEO actually started off for ADA compliance. It's the things that give someone who is visually impaired the ability to read your website with a screen reader. Well, many, many years ago, the search engines, they figured out, ooh, that's good information for us to know. An ADA compliant website will perform better in search than a website that is not ADA compliant. And it has nothing to do with the legal side of it. It's that the search engines use that information. I'm going to go through that. So we've looked at the Google business profile. We've looked at the website. The other thing I'm going to look at on the website is, do we have stock images on the website? Is the website user friendly? It's 2026 at this point. We shouldn't have to be talking about whether or not a website is mobile compatible. I really don't see many websites anymore that are not mobile compatible, but still, I want to know, you know, are the pictures not stock? Is the website fast? Like, will it do pretty well in the Google Page Insights test? Because a slow website is a poor user experience, and a poor user experience is not going to perform well in search. Then I'm going to get into things like social media, for example, and see, how are we doing in social media? Are we putting things out there that are going to get people to know, like, and trust our overall brand and the people who work there at the shop? Then I'm going to get into things like, you know, are we collecting email addresses? If we are doing direct mail, what's the offer that we're putting out there? What does it look like? Does it match our brand? I'm doing a full audit of the marketing so that I know what's going on, where's the room for improvement, and it kind of gives me a punch list of, these are the things that I need to be doing. All right. Next thing I'm doing, and this probably is not going to be a surprise to any of you, but I'm joining a B&I group and I'm joining the Chamber of Commerce. Now, remember, I'm marketing your shop for 90 days. I'm not there permanently. So I'm bringing somebody along with me to teach them how to work these two community groups. I want to teach them how to work BNI. I want to teach them how to work the Chamber of Commerce. Not going to get too deep into that. We've got multiple podcast episodes about BNI and the Chamber of Commerce. By the way, if you want to find any of these episodes, go to our website, shopmarketingpros.com. Click on the podcast link in the main navigation, and there's a search bar there. If you search for BNI, if you search for Chamber of Commerce, all of this stuff, you'll be able to find it there. But yes, I'm joining a BNI group, and I'm joining the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm bringing someone along to teach them how to work these things, because this is going to be one of the tactics that I employ that's going to bring in the most amount of new work. Next thing that I'm doing is I'm getting my AI set up. In ChatGPT, I am going to be creating a custom GPT or a project. And inside of that, like, I'm getting it really set up to help me out with the marketing. It's going to help me with things like creating an ideal client profile, with creating content that is going to resonate with my audience. I'm going to be able to put in all of the things that we're doing in marketing, what we're doing well, what we're not doing well, and get suggestions from it and tips on how do I make this better. So much that I can do with that. That's in ChatGPT. I'm going over to Claude, and I'm going to set up a project in Claude that's going to help me write great content. And the more time that I spend doing this from the beginning, teaching it about who we are, what our brand voice is, the things that we do, the things that we don't do, the certifications, the memberships, the affiliations, all of those things, what our shop is known for, where we're located, all of the different benefits that we have, like, you know, if we have loaner cars or complimentary Uber, do we have an alignment machine? Do we sell tires? Where we're located, so it knows how the climate is going to impact the types of things that we're doing. The more time that I spend up front teaching it about who we are and what we do, the more time I'm going to save on the backside when I ask it to create some content for me. I want to spend a lot of time getting those projects set up in ChatGPT and in Claude. I gave you those examples. You use the one that you prefer. You don't need to have multiple AI subscriptions. I've just found that Claude is really, really good at writing, and it is the one that I want to be producing my content for me, whereas ChatGPT is going to be the most universal LLM that I can use that's going to just give me the best kind of generic type help with overall marketing. I'm getting those things set up. Once I've got that done, I'm creating a big bank of content, because remember, I've done a marketing audit, and chances are there's a lot of content that needs to be on the website that is not on the website. So I'm going to create that big bank of content, any services pages that are missing, any vehicle specific pages that are missing, about us content. You know, if I've trained it about who we are, then I can have it write an about us page. And look, I'm not just having it write this stuff and I just go straight to the website with it. I'm having it write it. I'm refining it. I'm having it do some edits. I'm doing some manual edits. I'm creating really high quality content. There's a term called AI slop or AI work slop. You don't want that. AI work slop is not going to perform well for you. And work slop is just getting lazy with AI. It is, you know, going to AI that hasn't been trained and saying, write a blog post about the 5 most common problems with a 2008 Honda Accord. And it just writes based off of the garbage that it finds on the internet. That's work slop. You want to give the details. You want to refine. You want to make the content better. You want to make it your voice. You want to make it the things that you truly think. Spend the time to do it right. Spend the time getting these things set up from the beginning. Now, once I have that content created, I'm going in and I'm creating some other content that has to do with AI, but it's for a totally different purpose. I want to create a team bio section on your website. And that team bio section is going to have a biography for each person that works at your shop. It is going to tell everything that we can about them. Yes, we like to get fun with our bios and share about things that people like doing and, you know, what their hobbies are and how many kids they have and all of that. And that stuff is great because remember, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. But what we want to get in there is the specialties of your technicians, for example, the training classes that they have been to, the certifications that they have. Because when you do that, when AI does an analysis of your website, it will use that information to make sure that it's getting the right info to the person who is on that website reading it at the time. AI loves things like team bios. ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss offers real solutions backed by real experience. Simply put, it's shop management software that works your way. When customers are in the lobby and cars are on the lift, you don't have time for a learning curve. That's where ShopBoss comes in, with profit-boosting features that work the way you need them to right out of the box. From built-in DVI to robust, customizable reporting, ShopBoss makes everything about running a shop work more smoothly. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature powered by 360 Payments, you can enter the era of totally paperless payments. From text to pay, remote payments, and consumer financing options, to compliance, surcharging, and now even offering PayPal and Venmo options. Everything is built right into ShopBoss. Plus, everything is backed by a fantastic support team with one goal in mind: your success. Be the boss with ShopBoss. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. I am going to create a section on the website that is about memberships and affiliations, because that's another thing that AI really loves. It's part of the trust factor. When AI is looking at a website and they see that you're a member of the Better Business Bureau, which, you know, as far as I was concerned, the Better Business Bureau was kind of dead. It wasn't something that, you know, was really being used by a lot of businesses anymore. But AI is bringing it back strongly because it uses it as such a trust factor. I want to have that page that's saying we're a member of the BBB, we're a member of our local chamber, we're a member, you know, we're like a Carquest TechNet shop or a Napa shop or something like that. You know, once I have that built out with all of the memberships and the affiliations that we have, I want to put that on the website. You know, I've got our bios, I've got our memberships and affiliations. And then the last thing that I want to do there is I want to put an in the news section. Anytime that like a local news station has any kind of article about you, or, you know, you have an article written about you in Ratchet and Wrench, or you are a guest on the Remarkable Results radio podcast or any podcast, for example, anytime that you do that, we want to link to it, because what that does is it builds authority for you and for your brand. So those three things: team bios, memberships and affiliations, and in the news, I want to get those on the website and I want to get them built out as much as I possibly can. Same thing, you can also put like awards in these sections. And if you don't have a lot of these things, like if you don't have a lot of in the news or you don't have a lot of awards or a lot of memberships and affiliations, you can create one page on the website that just has a section for each of those things so that, you know, you don't have three pages on the website that barely have any content on it. This is a great thing to do. And I said that it's related to AI, but for a different reason. You want to be suggested by AI. Most of your shops, you're already having clients come in that are telling you that you were recommended by ChatGPT or something like that. You want more of that. You know, right now, early 2026, it's still 90-95% of search is, once I have that website content beefed up, the next thing that I'm doing is I'm getting a subscription to GuestX. GuestX is a platform that is going to do an analysis of the phone calls that you're getting, and it uses AI to determine if your service advisors are doing a good job of converting these phone calls that come in into actual business. That AI, as it does the analysis, it can tell, did this result in an appointment being made or not? And if it did result in an appointment being made, then it's just going to mark that as an appointment was made. But the ones that did not result in an appointment, usually the very next morning, but you can adjust the time frame on that. And it's going to send you an email that is going to have all of the calls listed out that did not result in an appointment. It's going to tell you why it didn't result in an appointment. And it's going to have a play button there so that you can listen to the calls. So I'm going to want to use GuestX to determine how are our service advisors doing? How are their phone skills? And this stuff is super important because if you have service advisors who don't have good phone skills and good sales skills, then you're wasting your marketing dollars. So if we have weaknesses, which we probably do because most shops do, then we're going to get training to tighten up those weaknesses. We don't want to be spending money on marketing that's not turning into work when it should have. So I'm getting GuestX in place and I'm going to be listening to those calls every day. Now, you know that I am a big proponent of video. That's the next thing that I'm going to do. By this time, the shop is going to be all cleaned up. We are going to be doing some videos, and I'm going to start the process of doing video every day. And when I say video every day, that means that every single day, as we are going through the workday and we have interesting things that are happening in the shop, and look, they don't have to necessarily be interesting to us. I've talked many times about how we don't find an oil change interesting because we do that stuff every single day. And, you know, there's probably brain surgeons out there who don't find brain surgery very interesting because they do it every day. But people who aren't doing this stuff every day, they can be fascinated by things that we find relatively simple. So I'm going to be doing videos every day. And every week, I want to do one long form video. And every day, I want to do 1 to 2 short form videos. And that doesn't mean that I have to make every one of those videos separately. It just means that we're going to make a bunch of video and some of it is going to get cut up into short form. Some of it's going to get turned into long form. And our long form videos are almost always going to get turned into some short form video. I'm going to be doing video every day. Now, the next one, take this one with a grain of salt. I do believe with everything in me that this is something that a lot of shops should be doing. I'm putting this in here and I probably should move this to the end, but just roll with me here. Okay. I want to start a podcast for your local community. I've had over the years, I've had quite a few shop owners that have asked me about should they start a podcast for their shop. You know, my answer is always yes, but it's not what you think. I don't want you to start a podcast that is about auto repair. I want you to start a podcast for your local community, and you are going to be the host of that podcast, and you're going to have different people from the community that are going to be guests on the podcast. You're going to talk about different community events that are happening. You're going to be like the local source of information for your community. So all of a sudden, you're going to have your community that's listening to this podcast that you host, and your shop is going to be the sponsor of the podcast. Just like we have sponsors on this podcast, your shop is going to be the sponsor of your podcast. And you might have a 3-minute segment in every podcast episode that is you know, like an auto repair segment. But the podcast is not going to be about auto repair. It's going to be about your local community. This, I'm telling you, is a fantastic way to get some exposure for your shop. Like, don't sleep on this. I've got the podcast started. Next thing that I'm doing is I'm creating a new SEO and AI optimized piece of written content every single week based on actual issues that we're seeing in the shop, like actual problems on client cars that we're seeing in the shop. You know, I stressed this idea of SEO optimized and AI optimized because, again, remember, you have got people who they're already coming into your shop saying that they were recommended by ChatGPT or by Gemini or, you know, whatever LLM they're using. You're going to want more and more of that, even though 90 to 95% of search is still going to the search engines. Well, that 5 to 10% that is going to AI right now is going to become a much larger number in time. So you want to be optimizing for AI as well as SEO. I have done podcast episodes on this. I have done a whiteboard Wednesday on this. I've put a lot of information out there about it. I teach a class that I've already taught at ASTA. I'll be teaching it at the Vision Conference in March, where I tell you how you go about optimizing for AI. That's something that we're all still learning about, and it's changing, but we're seeing amazing results for our clients with the amount of time that they are being suggested by AI and that they're put in Google's AI overviews when people are doing searches. I want to create content every single week that is going to be SEO and AI optimized. Next thing I'm doing, I'm holding a meeting with the entire staff. We're going to have lunch. And we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about every question we can think of that we've ever been asked by a client. The reason that we're going to do that is because those questions that we're being asked, if people are asking those questions to you in person, they're also asking those questions in Google and in AI. If they're asking those questions, then we want to be the ones who are answering those questions. And we're going to answer those questions through written content, videos, maybe our segment, you know, the auto repair segment in the podcast. We're going to answer those questions in as many ways as we possibly can. There's a book that I recommend very often called They Ask You Answer. And the newest version of that book is called Endless Customers. I want you to go read Endless Customers. And I'm going to say read Endless Customers and read They Ask You Answer. Endless Customers, they call it They Ask You Answer 3.0. It's basically They Ask You Answer for a world with AI, but I still think it's worth reading the old school They Ask You Answer also. But I'm holding that meeting. We're going to document all of these questions that we can think of that we've been asked, and that's going to be our list of content that we're going to create. Next thing I'm doing is I'm getting Google Ads set up. Remember, I already have local service ads set up and running at this point because I started the process the first day that I started working on your marketing. By now, those ads are running and they're producing. Now we're going to start getting Google Ads set up. Our LSA ads, those are going to capture our main keyword searches like mechanic near me, auto repair near me, that kind of stuff. Our Google search ads are going to capture the more detailed questions that people are asking, like power stroke injector replacement, Nissan evaporator core replacement, and those types of things. We want to get those Google search ads set up, and we're going to run those for the services that we want to do more of because we know that we're highly profitable on them. That's the next thing we're doing. All right, next, I am taking pictures. I'm just doing it with a cell phone. I'm taking pictures of and around the shop, and any of those stock images that were on the website, I'm replacing them with my own pictures. Now, I might have a client who is a photographer and they may need some auto repair work done, and I might work a trade with them, or I might just hire a photographer to come out and get some great pictures of the business. If you don't know a photographer, you can use something like snapper.com. I believe it's snapper I think it's .com, but if you just search for Snapper, search for something like Hire Photographers Snapper, S-N-A-P-P-R, you will find local photographers that you can hire to come out and take these pictures. And you can get pictures of the shop and your team, the cars you're working on, all of these different things. And whether I do it with a cell phone or I have a photographer do it, I'm going to take those pictures and I'm going to switch out all of those stock images. And I'm going to use the new pictures and some new marketing pieces that we do if we're doing like direct mail, for example. I'm getting some good pictures. Next thing I'm doing is I'm implementing a review strategy. And this is going to be a strategy to get new reviews, that are going to help us in our SEO. I talk about that. If you want to listen to the podcast episode where I talk about that, is a really good one. And it will give you some things to do that will make a big impact on your business. Go to shopmarketingpros.com/podcast. And in that search bar, search for Key West. Okay. Just trust me. It's going to bring the podcast episode that I'm talking about up. I'm implementing a strategy to get more reviews, not just any reviews, but reviews that are going to help us in SEO and in AI, and a strategy for replying to those reviews. Once I've done that, I'm putting a CRM into place. There's a lot of really good CRMs on the market, but I'm using AppFueled. And look, I'm not saying that I'm using AppFueled just because they're a sponsor on this podcast. I'm saying that I'm using AppFueled because I think that they are the best CRM on the market. And I think that they're kind of a hidden secret because people don't understand what they really are. They hear AppFueled and they think that it's just an app for your clients to be able to log into to get their service history. Well, it is that, but it is also a full CRM that has a call center and everything built into it. It is a completely full-featured CRM, and if I opened a shop today, or if I was the marketing director of a shop today, it is the CRM that I'm choosing, and I'm not knocking any of the others. The others are great CRMs also. It's just that that's the one that I'm choosing. So I'm putting AppFueled into place, and I'm actually going to use that call center. I think it's the third time in this episode I've said it's 2026. You know, as society progresses, there's great things that happen and there's things that happen that are not so great. And one of the things that happens that's not so great is we get so dependent on things like text messaging and emails. People underestimate the power of picking up the phone and having a conversation. When you have cars that are coming in and, you know, you're building out these estimates and giving recommendations on things that need to be done, and then we rely on a text message or an email to remind people about those things that need to be done, we are missing the mark. Picking up the phone and having a conversation with someone will bring so many more cars back into your shop than a text message or an email ever will. It just will. Having that phone, the call center built into your CRM that is looking at recommended repairs, and it's prompting you to call this person and remind them, and it gives you all the information right there of what you're calling about, it's invaluable. That's why I'm putting into place a CRM, specifically AppFueled. All right. And then the last thing that I'm doing, I'm going to say last thing with a grain of salt, because there's a lot more things that I may do. But look, I got 90 days, and this is a whole lot that I'm getting done in 90 days, but we're doing it and we're going to change the entire face of this business when we do it. You don't believe me? Take a shop that's not doing this stuff and go do everything that I just said. Do it inside of a 90-day period and do it well and watch what happens. But the last thing that I'm doing is I'm getting regular emails going out. Now, remember, I got my AppFueled CRM or whatever CRM that you choose. And most of those CRMs are going to have automated emails that will go out. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a monthly email. I hate to say the word email newsletter because it sounds so 1994. But, you know, and it also, like some of us older people, I say older, I'm 49. But, you know, some of us, we remember these super long email newsletters that companies would put out that have a recipe in them and all of this crap. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a relatively short email newsletter, but I'm calling it a newsletter because it's not an email that is directly to that person. Like it's an email that goes out to your entire database, and it's not going to have a high open rate. And the truth is, we don't care about that. What we care about is putting the name of the shop, them seeing your name and your subject line, your email address in their inbox. They may never open it, but it's keeping your business top of mind. Email, it is not dead. It is still very valuable. It still works incredibly well. I just gave you a heck of a punch list here to go get done. And I hope that you'll actually do it. If you do this and you see good results from it, if you do it and you do it well, you will absolutely see good results from it. I want to hear from you. I like getting feedback. Any of the stuff that we talk about in the podcast, if you go do it and you see good results from it, tell us about it. I will have people that come up to us at conferences every once in a while. It's not super often, but every once in a while, they'll say, hey, you talked about this thing on your podcast and I did it. This is what happened. And we love when they do that. Or sometimes it's not the podcast. It's I was in one of your classes and you recommended this and I did it and this is what happened. Please tell us about it. Find us at one of the conferences. Shoot us an email, podcast@shopmarketingpros.com. Go in our Facebook group, the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind, and tell us about it. Just make our day. Thank you for listening. Remember, we are one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. I hope you will go check those out. You know what? I said Aftermarket Radio Network. That was habit. It is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network now. So you want to go to automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com and you will find the other podcast and you will find where you can download a really awesome app where you can listen to all of the podcasts. So do that. Go listen to some of the other podcasts. I hope that you'll listen in again next week. Thank you again to our sponsors. Yeah, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.